don't know if they want to speak to me anymore.
No, you know that their screeches at the moment are teetering back and forth between just like animalistic sounds and the word mother.
I turn to the wormlings and I'm like, we just need to be quiet now. We just need to talk this over. We just need to know where your mother is. We're not food. We're friends, not food. So we just need to be quiet.
Shh. If they're hungry, we can get them food.
Yeah.
You mentioned food, like
we can get you food. Okay, this is now Bond. An ASMR podcast.
Bond with a -2, Thomas.
Yeah. That is a 9.
Okay. One of them got a 10 to resist being charmed by you in this way.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that one just falls on deaf ears.
Yep.
And the other one got a 5. So that is a success. One of them shuts up and one of them keeps screaming.
I turn to the one that's no longer screaming and I'm like, yeah, we can get you some food. What kind of food do you want? We can hook you up.
Want to go to Macca's?
That one replies that mother poisoned all the fish, but he wants some of the... He doesn't know what to call it, but he gestures his head as best he can while he's restrained in the direction that the squirrels ran up a tree.
Mm.
He says, wants tree rat.
Tree rat. Okay. We...
Conundrum.
While this is happening, can I just lay a hand on Chell and just heal the acid damage?
Yeah. So that's a Bond roll.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And your healing magic.
So that would be a 12.
12. Oh, nice. Yeah, so he recovers 2, but he only lost 1. So yeah, he just goes back up to max.
Yeah!
So yeah, just this wash of life just sort of breathes back into Chell. He's like, oh, that feels not as acidy.
No, not as painful. But I guess I now have a bald spot on my on my chest. Got
a singed chest. You're going for like the reverse Greek.
Yeah. Yeah, I look at Drew and I'm like, they want to eat the squirrels. I don't know if we can. Do we let them eat the squirrels?
I think I have a solution to this. And I would like to cast Conjure Woodland Animals.
Oh, that's convenient. I was trying to think of, like, can I just magic meat into my hands?
Is there a sting I can insert in post for magic meat? there's rock magic, and now there's magic meat.
Magic
and it's
meat.
Just the sound of, like, a wet steak.
Just like a slap.
Slap. I know in conjured beings, you can't eat them. They're not meat. They're sort of fey realm stuff, and when they die, they go back to the fey. But can I trick them into thinking that what I conjure is like, if you're good, I'll give you this.
Okay, so what we'll do is we'll do this as a two-part roll, which is something I've been wanting to do in a game and I haven't yet. Is the first is we'll do a precision roll to see if you can believably create a squirrel for them.
Mm-hmm.
And right. So this is with your animal magic.
So there is a 10.
Yeah, nice. That's a success. So since you created what they would see it and be like, that's the thing. That's the tree rat. Like, we want to eat that thing. And now you can do a Bond roll to see how effective this is on their behavior. But you get a +3 because you did a good job.
Okay. Oh, I'm not going to need that. So that is going to be a 15 all up. Oh, no, actually, 17 all up.
Oh, nice. Yeah, huge success. They both happily take a half of this fake squirrel and just like one takes the head end, one takes the butt, and they just rip it in half with their snouts. And they gobble up what they think is squirrel meat and they both shut up and just sit quietly.
I again reach out my hand to Drew for like an underhand high five.
He gives you one with all his might. He's not very strong, but he
yeah,
puts probably,
his heart
I've
got like
it.
Furry hands, so I guess it doesn't make a good like nice clap noise, but
no.
It feels good.
Feels good. Yeah. Tell them I can make more of that if they cooperate.
I say yeah. I'm like yeah. If you work with us, there's more.
So, yeah, if you do a bond roll here, Thomas, mm-hmm. and you get a +2 from Waffles or from Drew helping.
Mm-hmm. Great. It's a 3.
A total of 3?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
What a roll to roll a net one on.
At least it's not a miserable failure. It's just a failure. Ooh, they don't believe you.
Yeah.
They're like, they say something back to you of like, tree rat, good. More tree rat, very good. And then like the one talking gestures up and down with his snout at the size of you and just says, you best tree rat.
I'm like, I'm not, I'm like, turn to Drew. I'm not a rat, am I?
I'm a tree cow.
Cow. I don't even know if I climb trees. Do cows climb trees?
No, and they prefer the word kiori. Technically it would be a tree kiori.
Well, they don't believe us. That's the moral of the story.
Can I try summon a cow?
Okay, yeah, try the same thing again, but because this is going to be a lot trickier, I'm going to give you a -3 to the roll.
Yep.
So it's precision again with animal magic and a -3.
This is going to sound really dumb, but can I help him by trying to model a cow in front of him to be this is kind of what you got to look like?
I was hoping you'd say that. Okay, Waffles, add a 2 to that because that, you've got a life model.
That makes it a 12.
Okay, that's a success. Good. If any listeners want to do fan art, that's the perfect moment of a minotaur on hands and knees pretending to be, being like, this is what cows look like. This is what cows look like.
He's like, I haven't got hands, but imagine these are pubs, and it's like this, and...
And a halfling using that as a reference image to conjure a cow, and he succeeds. So now there is a cow in this dense forest, and the two dragon wormlings are wide-eyed. Their yellow eyes are just like, big tree rat. Yum yum.
Can, just for flavor, because Drew's not overly familiar with cows, as perfect as this cow is, it still says oom.
Okay, sure. It's just trying to chew on a root.
Yes.
It's just sitting there and just oom, chew on a root.
Amazing. I go back to the dragons and I'm like, you can eat this if you want. But you need to help us.
Okay, one of them breaks free of its restraints, and the other one also breaks free, but questionably, and trips on its restraints and falls and hits its face on the forest floor. But they both make their way over to the cow, and they don't say a word to you. They just start eating chunks from the side of this cow, and it just ooms in pain.
Now I'm sad.
The one that hit its face, can I try to, like, touch it to heal it? Like, just sort of lay my hand on its shoulders and, like, just give it a bit of healing just to fix its face?
Okay, yeah.
That's it's a sign of goodwill. Yeah.
It's eating cow, so it's not, like, it's munching down on what it considers a food trough, so it's not going to, like, be on edge.
Yeah, so that'll be a 9.
Okay, yeah. It wasn't harmed, but it recovers 2.
Is this more of a gesture? And more of a hoping that they get that sort of good feeling.
Yeah, it does like a little euphoric sort of shake of like, ooh, a tingle, and then goes back to eating cow.
Yeah.
Fake cow. Oom cow. Yeah. You can consider these two dragon wormlings well and truly occupied.
Should we go to the swamp then to see if we can find the mother?
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
Let's maybe just sneak away.
Yes. They're occupied with the cow. I hope that's not offensive.
Nom 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 nom. Nom 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 nom. Big tree rat. Nom nom nom.
Like, they wanted to eat you, so I thought if I gave them a cow. I don't know. I hope you don't feel bad about a cow being eaten.
No, I'm still not sure what's like offensive or not yet. So I think this is fine. Like, I consented, so it's okay, I think.
It is kind of modeled after you.
Yeah, That is kind of weird. He does kind of have my face a little.
In a way, he's my son.
As a wormling just starts eating the snout.
Let's just leave this behind. Let's just, yes. Maybe we shouldn't speak of this again.
No.
Number one rule is you do not talk about Cow Club. Okay, you continue through the forest, and you notice that the further north you go, like, the more the trees are, like, acid damaged, and there are bushes that are just, like, melted and rotting and putrid, and the air starts to stink, and you know that you're getting close to, like, whatever is the cause of this.
I think this is the right way.
Yeah. The trees got more acid and stuff on them, so I'm guessing there's more.
I'm guessing.
Big one?
Because I don't recognize trees like this.
No.
Did trees like to be like this in your day?
No, not usually.
These aren't sort of some sort of ancient acid tree.
No, I'm not. I don't think so. They don't look to be. Terribly, you know, it's not healthy looking.
No. You gotta hit a tree trunk like a car salesman hitting, like, this is a reliable, and it just, like, yeah, the tree just melts in under your hand. You're like, ugh.
Oh, yuck.
And yeah, you come out of the trees onto the shores of what Drew would remember the last time he was here as, like, a thriving, life-filled lake with, like, beautiful clean blue water, but now it's just this putrid swamp, and there are just piles of dead fish bobbing on the surface, and there's dead birds everywhere, and it's just like, this place is just the antithesis of life, of what it once was. And in the center of the swamp, there's this huge ancient tree stump that's all gnarled and acid damaged, and there's a jagged gaping gash, like, right in its face, and it's very obviously, like, the lair of something large. Make a senses roll as well, and anything to do with seeing. Well, I suppose you guys didn't give yourselves any abilities for things like that.
No, I'd just be if that's a 9.
That's also a 9 from me.
Okay, yeah, and both of you notice at the same time as seeing, like, the big tree stump lair in the middle of the swamp, is you see that there are at least 5 more small dragon wormlings flying around high in the sky like vultures, just sort of circling the area.
I would like to become a Kiori.
Okay, you can just do that. That's just a free. You just suddenly turn into a mouse.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm too, like, kind of, like, assessing what's going on and looking at everything to notice that he does this, and then I, like, turn to go, like, say something. I'm like, where did he go?
You just see
he's just on a runner, isn't he?
You just see a little rat. Hey, can I climb up Chell and, like, stand on their shoulders and, like, whisper into their ear?
That's between the two of you.
I guess. I'm not going to stop you.
You're not going to freak out that a mouse
slap
is rolling
you on
up
my leg. Got him!
calm down. It's me. I'm a Kiori.
Is that you, Kashtar?
Yes.
It's like Jiminy Cricket.
I'm your conscience.
Did you take my friend away?
Your friend is safe. Don't worry.
Oh, okay. That's good. It's a bit awkward, though, because now I might have to fight an ancient dragon by myself.
Oh, your friend will be back. Don't worry about that.
Oh, okay.
I just want to talk to you. How's the rehabilitation going?
I think it's going okay. I think I've made a lot of progress in the last couple of days. I haven't had any violent outbursts.
I noticed that. I'm proud of you. That's good.
Thanks. Getting back to nature has really helped with trying to, reconnect. It's really helped. So I think, I think this is positive progress. And I think going forward, it might be okay.
Well, fingers crossed. I'm rooting for you.
Thanks. Did you want me just to walk into the swamp, or? Because I feel like that might, a lot of my progress might be lost, by having to walk into a swamp alone, with five dragons above me.
Yeah, that's probably not a good idea. I'll send your friend back.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, he's good.
I would like to jump off Chell and sort of just try to transform in midair right in front of him.
Okay, I'm going to get you to do an agility roll there.
Yep. That's a 9.
Yeah, that's a success. You do.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly clumsy landing, but yeah, that's fine. You just, a mouse just in midair becomes a halfling and then like sticks the landing. Like,
oh, that's where you were. Ah.
Yeah, sorry. I was just doing some scouting.
Yeah, right. Okay, yeah, no, fair enough. I've just been having a good chat with my parole officer. She's very happy with my progress, I think.
Nice.
Yeah, so might get the bracelet off soon. That'd be good. It was a positive discussion. Did you see anything around while scouting?
Oh, it was just a lot of acid damage. There's some dragons in the sky.
Hmm.
So, not much else.
Okay, I see. Hmm.
Thomas, I want to give Chell, sorry, a +3 to the next action that they do, mm-hmm. because of the little pep talk that he just got. And he's got the added confidence of thinking like,
yeah,
the god of life thinks I'm doing a good job.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
So the next thing you do, you've got a +3 burst of confidence.
Great. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we can try a big tree rat on each of these dragons. Might take a bit too long.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do we chat to a black dragon? Do we just chat to the black dragon?
We could. Well, you can talk to them.
Yeah. I'm just not super, comfortable with that.
Well, we got to do something about them. We can't let this, and he sort of indicates all the damage and all that sort of stuff.
Mm.
You know, we can't let this spread.
Mm.
Like, we got to figure something out.
Maybe if I can be rehabilitated, maybe they can be rehabilitated.
That's what I'm thinking.
Mm.
You could be a positive role model.
Mm, yeah, I could. Yeah, yeah, I could. I could help other people along the same path that I've been on.
Because I mean,
days.
You'd assume that the trauma of being gone for thousands of years and then suddenly being back,
yeah,
that would be a lot. And coming to a world you don't recognize, that you might help counsel them through that.
Yeah, I can connect with them on a deeper level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
This is good, but I'm not sure how we're going to get past the dragon warblings.
Well.
Yeah, they're flying really high in the sky.
Can you transform into a little thing?
Conceivably, yes.
Do you want to try? I'm going to see if I can become a snake.
Okay.
Because I think that might help with the stealth.
Yeah, if it's something small, animal magic plus precision.
Okay.
Yeah.
I might try and become like a sparrow or something.
Mm-hmm.
Animal. Oh, yes. Great. It's an 11. So that's a 13 plus precision, which is 0. So it's a 13.
Yeah. I got a 12 all up to become a snake.
Okay. Yeah. Both success. You both do exactly what you wanted. Chell becomes a sparrow and Drew becomes a snake.
Great. I guess we fly / slither our way along.
Tale as old as time, the sparrow and the snake.
Cue the sitcom music again.
Yeah.
Best buds doing nature stuff.
One's full of scales, the other's got feathers.
Or maybe that's like the anime opening where it's got like the light sort of evening background with the silhouette of a snake and a sparrow like moving along as like the credits are like over it.
Fighting for love, forever and friendship, and like just some random shit.
Yeah, so I guess we make our way towards the big large tree with the gash in it.
Let's okay. give some counseling to an ancient black dragon.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you're both tiny creatures. You're both pretty much indetectable. Make a brawn roll just to see how well you deal with the proximity to this acid lake.
Okay.
It's an 8.
Eight, okay.
That's you're a swole again. Sparrow.
Yes. Yeah, the sparrow, you've got fresh air rushing past you as you fly, and you're moving really quickly, and it's invigorating. But Drew, as a snake, being on the surface of the lake is a bit more affected. And you don't take any harm or anything like that. But you reach the stump, and you feel like woozy and really uncomfortable. Like, oh, that was gross.
I feel like a ground-dwelling animal maybe was not the correct move there.
Probably not the right move. No. I thought scaly things. If I'm a scaly thing, I might, you know.
Yeah, bond yeah. That's, I can see. Yeah, as a former scaly thing, I can see where you're coming from there. Yeah, no, I can see the thought process there. But it just looks like it just didn't work out on this occasion.
It was a game of two halves. The lake was a winner on the day.
Yeah. We'll get him next time.
Do you transform back into yourselves now that you've reached the stump, or are you going to stay in these forms and travel in?
I'm going to stay in snake form.
I might transform back since I'm going to be the one doing the talking.
Yeah, that's fine. You don't need to roll to transform back.
So yeah.
You just do.
Sorry, just before whatever happens, I'll pick up Drew and I guess put you on my shoulder or wrap you around my wrist or something. I don't know. But
cheers.
Yeah, by the way, just make sure he's not on the ground anymore.
I'll
make him an ankle bracelet.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I pick him up off the ground just so he's not slithering on the ground anymore.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Harry. so you venture inside this ancient jagged tree stump, and inside is a burrowed cave that goes downward beneath the ground, and you know you're beneath the water level of the swamp, and there is a layer of stinking swampy muck coating the floor of this otherwise dirt cave, and it's riddled with countless piles of bones of animals and bones that are large enough that you assume either are from like very large animals or maybe even humanoids. But one thing is certain, that this place has seen a lot of death in it in a short time. And you see at the back of the cave a pair of very large yellow eyes just watching you as you enter and approach.
Okay. Would I know anything about like how dragons back in the day, were they worshipped, or were they or anything like that? Was there was there cults around them or that kind of thing?
Yeah, some dragons had cults devoted to them because you know some of them wanted that, some of them got it by default by just being a powerful thing, and they drew people worshippers to them by accident. In your experience, black dragons tended to be more of like they didn't want to have anything to do with humanoids. They just wanted to destroy stuff. They didn't want worshippers. They wanted treasure and food.
Okay.
And death.
Yeah.
They just want to kill shit, eat shit, or have treasure.
Okay. I kind of enter the is it like a chamber, I guess? Like a large chamber?
Yeah, so the cave widens out into like a slightly wider part of cave.
Yeah.
But it's certainly not like a lair of full proportions or anything. It's just a very big hole.
Yeah. Okay. I guess I walk out into there kind of with like my hand, my arms open, and kind of saying in Draconic, being like, I am sorry to disturb your rest and consumption. But I fear there is something that we must discuss.
It replies in like a deep rumbling voice.
You speak the dragon tongue.
I do. It has been a long and complicated journey to this point, but our experiences are not too dissimilar.
A tree rat has no knowledge of my experience.
The experience of being stuck behind a wall for millions, thousands of years, and then being thrust into a world that you don't understand anymore. Yep. No, I understand that greatly. I just don't look the same anymore.
Yeah. You see one of the yellow eyes raises, and you can tell it's doing like an eyebrow raise of like, say what now? And then it, like a big claw comes forward and another one, and it pulls itself into the better lit area where you can see like the full shape of this dragon come out. And it's not fully like ancient dragon. It's not gigantic, but it's still much bigger than the two of you.
And
it breathes, it deliberately breathes like a very hot puff of breath in your direction.
That wall was a prison. This...
And it gestures with its head to the hole and says...
...is just the beginning of my new home to make up for what was lost.
Yes, that wall was a prison, but unfortunately the world has changed quite drastically. I was in your position 2 days ago and tried to do the same as you, much less successfully, I should add. Which resulted in my current situation. But I fear that what happened to me, something similar may happen to you once the world gathers itself and comes for you and others like you.
Yeah, the dragon thinks for a moment and does a few huffs of like, oh, what do you know kind of thing, just like... And then just says,
do I not deserve a place to call home?
No, we all deserve a place to call home, but the world as it is now may not accept that. Your kind and the kind I used to be are no longer welcome in this world, and as much as you want to survive and it wants to survive, they will not see it as compatible. And so an either extermination of one side will happen, or there will be an equilibrium reached. But either way, this will be a problem for you and them.
Nice. Make a bond roll and remember to add that +3 from your confidence boost.
Okay.
Oh no, that you used that up on your transforming, didn't you?
I actually didn't add it.
Okay. Then, you've still got it. So things are going well. Mm-hmm. You're confident. Add that.
That is a 14.
Okay. It gets to oppose this. It has its own opinions. It gets to see if it's swayed or not.
That's a high roll, though. We're happy with that.
That's good. 14 is what you're working with. Ooh, okay. 9 plus 6, 15.
No!
Failure, no effect. So your words, it pauses at your words. You can tell that it's a thoughtful pause of like, it's digesting what you've said. And then it turns back and huffs very violently it's almost in a like, get the fuck out of my house kind of thing.
Mm. This world will suffer for what was done to our kind.
And it opens its mouth, and you can tell from your knowledge of dragons, it's gearing up to spit acid at you. And you've got like a moment to act first.
Ooh, okay.
That roll, fuck.
This close.
Drew, do you do anything at this point? You're still just wrapped around him.
Can I try, while the dragon is distracted in conversation, slither off Chell and sort of get either on or behind the dragon?
Yep. So if you just do either agility or precision for snaky stealth.
That's a 10.
That's a success. Yeah, you maneuver while it's in one of its thoughtful pauses and sneak up to behind this very large creature's tail.
Yeah, I think this is where I want to be for now.
Well, because its mouth is about to blast.
Yeah.
So you notice the telltale signs, Thomas, of in a very short moment, in like 3, 2, 1, it's going to shoot acid at me. What do I do?
Is it doing this like quite swiftly, or is it doing it a bit more kind of like casually?
It's doing it in a showy way.
Right.
Like it wants you to know what it's about to do. It opens its mouth, you see acid bubbling in its throat, and it reels back its neck as if to like lunge forward and blast at you.
Okay.
And you've sort of got all those movements before the event.
Yeah, okay. In that case then, I'll kind of casually, in a kind of similar manner, like sort of move to the side, indicating I know what's about to happen and I'm not necessarily intimidated by it. I've walked in here knowing what was in here and having the greatest knowledge on the planet of what this thing is. So I'm just like, yeah, okay. I'm just going to step to the side. I know what I'm doing here. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay, that's a big dick move right there.
I'm a minotaur now. I have a much larger penis.
Speaking of big dick moves.
Sentence should start like that.
As I am a snake, roughly where this thing's tail is, can I see any weak points?
Senses.
Okay. That's a 3.
Okay, that's just a failure. Yeah, no. In the few seconds that you've got, you like quickly study its body and nothing seems obvious. And Thomas, you step out, like casually step aside, and its head, like on its craned, pulled back neck, turns in your direction as if it's just changing its trajectory slightly. Like, it looks like all you've done is annoy it.
Yeah, okay. That's fair.
Can I turn back into Drew and try to use my rock magic to bring the ceiling down on top of this thing?
Oh, yes. To cause harm or to change the game?
I'm trying to incapacitate it. So it's like to bury its head in mud and dirt. Oh, that's a nat 12 plus 2 brains plus 3 rock magic. That is a good old 17.
Yeah, boy.
Rock magic. 17.
Try and beat that one, Black Dragon.
Okay. There is a 4 plus 6, 10. So you got 7 more. It is majorly affected. You cave in the like a big chunk of this lair, and it also it lands on the dragon's back, briefly pinning it to the ground, and it also takes 1 limit damage.
Does the dragon in any way indicate that it knows that Drew did this, or that something behind it did this?
No, and all that happens is it reels its head upwards in pain, and at the same time its blast of acid that it prepared shoots straight upwards.
Oh,
okay. Only making the cave in worse.
Oh, okay. I guess can I see Drew like doing his magic thing on the dragon's back?
Yeah, you can see this okay. Little halfling.
I can put Drew
2 and 2 together and be like, oh, it's just like the river with the rocks.
Yeah, so I see Drew doing this, and I kind of get what he's doing. So it, the dragon like turns, it's gonna blast me. So I'm like, see Drew, I'm like, okay. And so I like kind of make this indication like to the ceiling, kind of make it look like that I was the one that did it, not Drew. In response to it's like, oh, well, fuck you. Like, I've just turned my head.
Behold my powers.
Yes. And just, like, it looked like I was the one who brought the ceiling down.
Yes.
It's waving its head around in pain. It is stuck in place until it frees itself, but it can still shoot acid.
Okay.
So you could leave if you wanted to, or you could do something about it, but it's going to have to break free if it wants to move. Which, if you want to have a think, it's going to try and do.
Yeah, I do feel like I'm like kind of like being like, oh shit, I didn't realize, I didn't think I'd get this far.
Okay, it's got a questionable roll, so it's going to overcome this after your next turn. So after the next thing you do, it's going to break free from the rocks.
Okay, I guess I just bellow at the dragon, kind of being like, if one of me can do this, what else do you think others can do? If there are more out there, they will come for you, they will find you and your children as well, and they will try to exterminate you.
Okay, that's another bond roll.
Yep.
And I'll give you a +2 because you're being helped by Drew's magic.
Great. Ugh, that's a 6.
Oh,
hate
okay.
that.
And oh yeah, no, I got a 17 to not be affected.
It's pissed. It don't want to listen.
It is so angry that it's just violently whipping its head around.
Yep.
And a bit of acid fleck just like flies out of its mouth and just happens to catch you, and you take 1 limit damage.
Okay.
You failed so badly on that.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Yeah, all you've done is annoy it. Now it's scared of the outside world. Rather than being convinced like, oh, I should change, it's like, oh, the outside world's out to get me.
Okay.
I should get them first.
Yeah. Okay.
Drew can act, and after he yaks, it's going to free itself.
In relation to Drew, how big are this thing's scales?
Drew's head.
So I could lift one and sort of get to fleshy stuff underneath?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Quarterstaff, toothpick.
Yeah. Keep jam it in there. Be very irritating.
Yeah, so I want to do something very similar to what I did with its children. Can I take my quarterstaff
and turn it into a cow?
No, can I take my quarterstaff, like jam it under one of these scales and use plant growth to like make it, you know, grow out almost like a, you know, fungal infection under the scales to like irritate it and potentially damage it?
Okay, so the intent is to cause harm?
Yeah, at this point I think we're not reasoning with this thing. Like it's a pissed.
Yeah, a few rolls have gone well, but not quite well enough.
No. Yeah.
So yeah, do some plant magic with your quarterstaff to give it ingrown vines.
Can I use brains on this?
Yeah. Okay.
There is a 13.
Okay. Yep, and it got a 5. Oh, wait. No, sorry. 7.
Yeah.
It got a 7. So 13, so 5 more. Which means it takes 2 limit damage from that.
Yeah,
so yeah, you just jam it, your quarterstaff in under one of its scales, and like immediately just vines erupt from that spot. And you can tell they dig deep under its flesh as well and wrap around its sort of hindquarters. And yeah, it screams in pain again, and its head is just violently whipping around, which frees it from the rocks.
Great.
And it's now going to turn around and try and find the thing that's getting its backside sore. And
causing that ass rash.
Yep, it's going to try and shoot some acid at the little ass boy.
name of the episode, Little Ass Boy.
Little Ass Boy.
Oh no, it's only a 7.
Oof. Do I roll to avoid?
Yeah, you're going to need to avoid it.
That's a 10.
Okay.
I'm assuming I was rolling agility?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. So it misses you, and it will get a -3 to its next roll as well.
Nice.
So it's confused, it's angry, it's not thinking straight. So yeah, the next thing it does, it's going to have a -3, the next roll. So what do you guys do? It has freed itself, it has tried, it's aware of Drew.
Being a minotaur with only clothes and no weapons, I am going to hold my hand out, and I am going to try and, I guess, commune with Kashtar to see if she will send me a weapon to use against the dragon. Preferably, maybe one that's effective against them specifically. Using my Kashtar connection specialty.
Okay.
I like this. All right,
use that with Bond.
Yeah.
And depending on how it goes, you'll either get like nothing or a okay weapon or a great weapon.
It's a 9, so that's an all right roll.
Yeah, that's a success.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you hold out and you just sort of mumble something to Kashtar, this god that you've just met. And then appearing in your hand is a glowing golden spear.
I'm like, whoa, when I see it.
And I'll give you a +1 to that spear. Everything you do with the spear is +1.
Cool. Amazing.
With some of these rocks, would I be able to use my rock magic to find like the sharpest slivers of rocks and like position them under the scales and use my magic to like force them under the scales and into the flesh?
Ooh, okay. I'll make this a 2-part roll.
Yep.
Use senses to find the best ones.
Yep. That's a 7. Oh, 8. 8. That's an 8.
8. Okay, yeah, questionable. So, I'd say you find a few mm-hmm. that you can use as a weapon, but you're not going to get any bonuses.
Okay.
You just have a quick look around. You're like, sharp, 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 sharp. I'll do something with that.
Yeah. And then there would be a 7 total for the actual attack.
Okay. Yeah, it's... Oh, okay. It got a 9. So, that's just a normal failure. It's just a stalemate. You see these rocks and it just moves in a way that the rocks, when you use your magic to close them in on the gaps between its scales, the dragon moves just enough that it hits the scales themselves and they just clang off and fall to the cave floor.
Yep.
And it would now act and it's going to try and attack both of you with claws at the same time. So it's just going to like sweep one and then awkwardly swing around and sweep the other. So it's going to get a -2 to its attack.
Mm-hmm. Plus the -3 from earlier?
Yes. Yep. So it's got a total of... Oh, wow. Yeah. Only 5.
Ooh. I got an 8 to avoid.
Okay, so yeah, it misses you wildly, Drew, and puts itself off balance and gets a -3 to its next thing again.
And I got an 11.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it got way less than you, so it gets another -3 stacked. So it swings wildly and spins around and ends up hurting itself for 1 more limit damage.
Amazing.
And it gets a -6 to the next thing it does, like that. It's enraged. It is swiping out at, like, and damaging its own lair as well. And it doesn't quite know what's happening anymore. This has gone from, like, a calculated creature to just a wild beast.
Yeah.
Yep.
I call out to Drew just being like, see, we should have just started with this.
Violence is the answer sometimes.
Yeah. I just tried. It was like, we tried.
Yeah, we did. We can talk about it later, though.
Yeah.
Diplomacy came this close.
It was so close.
This is aggressive negotiation.
Aggressive negotiations.
You're right, Drew. The negotiations were short.
I would like to stick with the tried and true. I would like to take the vines that are already growing out of this thing and attack it with them again.
Okay, just like whip it from the outside with its own vines?
Yeah.
So it's got like a growth of vines and you're like, hey, vines growing out of the dragon, whip the dragon.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to argue that this would probably be brawn in this case. You're just trying to see how hard you can apply your magic.
Sure.
Like the magic's already there. The vines already are there. You just need to sort of almost use kinetic energy in a way to just be like, and slap.
Yeah. So that would be a 10 total.
Okay, it's got a -6 to defend from this. Good time for it to roll a 12 though.
Oh.
So 12 plus 6 minus 6 is 12. So that's just a stalemate. Like, you don't hurt it.
I think I'm just going to run at it with the spear and just try and stab it.
Golden Spear of Kashtar.
Yeah, I've got Cash Spear written on my post-it note here.
Nice.
Because I ran out of room for the full name. So, yeah, I'm just going to try and stab it, like, in its leg or something.
Okay.
So is that a brawn?
Yeah, make brawn. You could argue precision, I suppose, if you're going for a weak spot.
I'm going to argue brawn because I've got one more point in that.
So, fair enough. You just, yeah, just go for,
I'm
go
just
for
gonna, strength. I'm just going to stab as hard as I can wherever it lands.
Yep.
That's a 14.
Oh,
15
nice.
Even, because I get plus one from the spear.
15, and it got a 10 to try and like move its leg in time to not be jabbed with a spear.
Nice.
So yeah, you got five more with the intent to cause harm. Yes. So that is two limit damage. You just drive this golden spear deep into its flesh, and yeah, it screeches this painful, and yeah, you can tell that it has not much fight left in it at all. Like, it's bleeding heavily from its wounds.
Yeah.
And it's moving quite slowly and groggily.
Okay.
And it's going to point its muzzle at you, Chell, and it's going for some acid again, so you're going to have to dodge
out
of the way.
Come on!
Do you let go of the spear?
No, I'm like gripping it tightly.
Okay.
I assume it's embedded into it currently.
Yes.
I've just received this thing from a god. I am not letting it go.
That's an 11 to shoot acid at you.
Yep.
Just you.
Is this a brawn? Because I'm not dodging it.
If you're taking no action whatsoever,
yeah, I'm just gonna
then
like.
Then it would just be against. It would just be against your brawn score. There'd be no rolls.
Oh, I see. That's decidedly worse. okay. In that case, can I try and do a dodge, but still hold on to the spear? Like, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, you could try and like pull the spear out and spin away at the same time.
Yeah, if I can do that. Yeah.
Sure. Yep. I'll let you agility that.
That's a 9.
Okay.
Unless you want to also count the plus one from the spear.
No.
Okay. Yes.
The spear wasn't being used. It wasn't being used at all.
Yeah. So that's a 9.
Yep. Okay. So yeah, you receive one limit damage as you dodge out the way, but not quite fast enough, and just a splat of acid singes the side of your arms.
Yeah. It burns.
And it's going to take a few, and you notice that it starts to take a few clumsy, clomping steps towards the exit, like it's trying to flee from you.
So I've still got my bag of seeds, which you let me have in my inventory. So can I grab a handful of seeds, throw them under the scales, and plant growth for more vines?
It has started to leave. So I'll let you do this with a -3, because you're going to have to like almost scatter the seeds onto it as you go.
All right. So that would be a 10.
It's pretty good.
Oh, 1 + 6, 7.
Yeah.
1 to 3 more. You do one limit damage, which was all it had left.
Oh, yeah.
So describe to me the way that your enhanced plant growth incapacitates this blank dragon, whose name is Nogard, by the way, but we didn't get that far.
Without killing it, if I can, I would like the seeds to sprout and the vines to wrap around its weakened form and sort of bind it in place so that it's trapped in a plant prison.
Okay.
And it's sort of squeezing it into submission. Like, we have beaten you. You have been dominated.
Yeah, so its limit is 0, which just mechanically means it can't continue. So it's either dead or unconscious, or just there's nothing it can do. So yeah, it's getting squeezed by these vines. It is well and truly defeated.
Can I have the vines also wrap its jaw shut?
Okay. Yep.
I immediately go over to Drew and go for a high five.
Oh, yeah. I give him a big old high five.
Yeah.
But for flavor, while we're doing this, can I also make this a healing high five So as we high five, I pass some healing magic onto you.
Yeah, you'll have to bond roll.
Yep. Oh, that is a 13.
Wow. Okay, yeah, recover 2.
Amazing. Back to full health.
Yeah, that dragon had some pretty shit rolls once you started fighting.
Yeah, it rolled great. Weird that the diplomacy option, it did really well, and the when combat erupted, it went fine.
But wasn't that kind of the argument of you will lose, and it did?
I guess, yeah, I mean, so I guess kinda... it's proven. It only took 2 of us.
Yeah. I would like to ask you to convey that to it. Like, 2 of us beat you pretty handily, and we were hardly trying. There are a lot more of us.
Yeah.
This is not a fight you can lose, but we're willing to negotiate and work with you so that we don't have to have these fights.
Is the dragon still, like, conscious?
Barely. Its big yellow eyes are sort of blinking in and out, but you can tell it is awake, but maybe not for long.
Okay. I go stand in front of it where it can kind of, like, clearly see me, and I quite triumphantly, like, slam the spear with the point upwards, like, on the ground. Hopefully it makes a satisfying and resounding thump throughout the cave. But the ground, I think, is quite squishy, so maybe not. But but that's fine.
Keshtar manufactures a thumping sound for you.
Yeah. And I sort of stand, like, quite broad, quite proud. And yeah, basically relay what Drew said is basically it only took 2 of us to beat you. Imagine what more of us, or more of them. Sorry, I want to stress that I say them, rather than us. Imagine what more of them could do to you, your children, and your kin. We are willing to help you survive in this new world, but you have to trust us. You have to work with us, but we can help you.
Make a bond roll with a +2 from the help you get from Drew's words and encouragement.
That is also a 8.
Questionable success. It hears your words, and you think maybe it nodded, maybe, but then it passes out unconscious. So yeah, it's indefinite. You don't know.
Yeah.
If you got through or not.
I kind of like shrugged to Drew. I'm like, maybe we did just beat it up. It is also a black dragon and very evil. So
I'd like to pray to Keshtar that Keshtar would, you know, we don't hate this dragon. We don't wish it harm. We want it to live in peace and harmony. And like, Keshtar is the god for that. And so if Keshtar could speak to the dragon as it slumbers, maybe give it some divine dreams of peace and harmony between the races.
Okay. Yeah. Make a bond roll to pray to Keshtar then. See what happens with that.
It's a 6.
Okay. Yeah, no. Questionable success. Again, you send the prayer off and you don't get any response, but just other than a feeling of like, I'm pretty sure I was heard. And that's all that, like, again, nothing definite. You have no idea what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. We might have to practice this diplomacy thing. We're
a bit rusty at it.
Yeah, we're a bit rusty.
We'll go somewhere, level up, get some more bond points.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We'll go to diplomacy school, maybe.
Maybe put a stat for diplomacy. Have a +3 diplomacy. Might help.
I did suggest that, didn't I, Waffles?
You did.
I suggested you had diplomacy.
I know, but I gave myself healing magic instead, which I think I've made good use out of.
Yep.
Yeah, I put a 0 in bond, and I used it like probably more than any other skill.
You use it a lot.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I find senses is used all the time, bond is used all the time, and agility is used all the time if there's combat. Mm. And like, yeah, brawn and precision are very rarely used.
Yeah.
Brain a little bit, like for thinking and puzzle solving and things.
Yep. But anyway, I mean, that you've temporarily, at the very least, if not permanently, handled this dragon situation, and that's sort of the end of what I had planned.
Yeah, I guess, what do we want to do, Drew, in terms of, like, do we remain with the dragon to try and help it? I feel bad just being like, well, job done, and just leave. Just, like, it feels like kind of a job half done to me.
Yeah. It'll either wake up and leave or wake up and be very angry.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want it to leave. Like, it can live here just as long as it's not destructive, as long as it's
I feel that I would like to remain to try and continue to convince it to not murder everything, or at least have a more harmonious and equal relationship with the rest of the world. But I don't know if Drew would want to continue with that.
This is kind of Drew's whole deal.
This is good.
Like, as soon as dragons popped into the world, like, he hates the fact that he had to kill Frosty. Like, if he could have reformed Frosty, he would have.
Yeah.
Like, he's trying to make up for past mistakes. Like, he wants diplomacy to work. He doesn't want races and different beings fighting each other. He wants to live in an egalitarian world. He wants to live in a world where dragons and halflings get along harmoniously. Like, this is his whole deal. He's going to stay here and see this through.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to summon a cow so that when this thing wakes up hungry, it's got a cow in front of it to eat, and it knows that it offered the cow for it, and be like, look, I'm a friend.
Yeah.
Well, I know we got off on the wrong foot, but I'm trying.
Yeah. I definitely think, Chell's kind of like of a similar mind with the kind of motivation of, like, I guess what he explained to the dragon, which is like, he feels there is an opportunity to kind of have the dragons live in this new world that they've kind of been thrust into, and because he in spirit is one, he feels like he wants to ensure that his quote-unquote his people are kind of going to be okay, and not be entirely exterminated or entirely exterminate everyone else, who kind of through Drew has now learned that actually halflings and humans and everything else are actually kind of all right, and that sort of thing. So kind of coming at it from that sort of angle, but yeah, same sort of thing. So I guess the fade to black is Drew trying to make the cow again with Chell, like, doing his modeling, being like, oh yeah, no, you didn't quite get the face right, you know, you need last time you need to change this, and you know, and we're just like, you're just like, I'm modeling and you're like sitting there like doing it and
so sculpting it out of thin air.
Yeah, and the background is just this huge fucking dragon.
And it's like the end of the news where the camera zooms out, the studio goes dark, like some credits roll, and you just see the two of you having this like silent movie scene.
Yeah.
Of trying to... Bears Burns doing nature stuff.
Making cows and fighting dragons.
Rock my jack! Okay, and yeah, I guess that's where we're at.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's the end of the
episode. And that's the end of the episode.
Yay!
Amazing.